Tiny, colorful cottages, each a different vibrant shade, provoke a lot of questions and whispers from Canalside. What are those? Does someone live there? Can we go inside? It's Sail Buffalo, and we'll get back to those cottages. It all started as an idea in Captain Pierre Wallander's head after the Swedish sailor came to Buffalo and decided the lakeside community needed something like it. Sail Buffalo is a lot of things. It's a nonprofit community boating center, it's a sailing school, it's a boat restoration site, and it's a popular attraction for children's day camps. For a first-time observer, it's clear why they've seen so much success in the form of grants, donations, and patrons. It's sheer passion.
I feel like if you feel that you have love in your heart and you do it for the right reason, and then it can happen, and if it doesn't, maybe it wasn't meant to be, but apparently this was meant to be.
Wallander is a lively, wispy-haired man with tan skin who moves at a fast pace and speaks with a smile. Over the past nearly two decades of living in Buffalo, he's been pretty busy building his sailing center.
I just could not believe that you didn't have programs like this in place. Obviously, you have the Buffalo Yacht Club, which is wonderful. They have two locations, and I am a strong supporter of the Yacht Club and their mission. But you also need what we do, the community boating center, and that was what's missing. And that's what we have given you.
Wallander's school makes sailing, which some people consider elitist, more accessible to both children and adults. Sail Buffalo season runs from May through October, and over those months, Wallander and his team of volunteers see about 300 kids, from paying day campers to children from community programs on field trips. On a recent morning, Sail Buffalo welcomed 30 children from the Buffalo City Mission summer camp. They played games in the grass, made crafts on picnic benches, got a quick history lesson on the Outer Harbor's historic lighthouse, and, of course, went sailing. Annalise, one of the children, thought it was exciting.
We went out and it was pretty cool because we, like, one of the boats got ahead of each other and we kept racing. It was really cool.
Deontay likes the field trips because they get him away from his rough neighborhood.
I like the camp because, like, when I'm at home, there's, like, a lot of bad stuff going around, like, where I live.
The City Mission's day camp gives kids an opportunity to branch out and try new things. Kate, a child enrichment program coordinator, said trips like this mean a lot to the children.
They really haven't experienced a lot of this stuff before. Some of them are experiencing things for the first time. You know, like a lot of them don't kind of get outside their bubble.
Wallander's mission is simple. Teach children skills and provide a space for them to have fun, unencumbered by modern technology.
We keep them self-reliance and confidence building trust and widen the horizons.
There are a slew of volunteers, aside from Wallander, who make Sail Buffalo possible, but two women, who match his passion, are instrumental. Suzanne Villacorta, an attorney by day and volunteer by night, and Wallander's daughter, Alexandra, a sailing coordinator and his right-hand woman.
She's basically the wind.
Providing a place for active fun, free of cell phones, is important to Alexandra, too.
We just kind of tried to do everything water-based, so we go paddleboarding, we have canoes, we're obviously sailing all the time, we like go swimming if it's super hot, and just try to do everything technology-free, we put all the phones away.
And as for those striking cottages, they're another way Wallander is bringing a bit of Sweden to Buffalo.
It emulates the fishermen huts in Sweden and Scandinavia, where fishermen put their equipment and netting after they're done with the fishing, and that's we see them a lot in Sweden.
The rainbow cottages serve an aesthetic purpose as much as practical, as smile-inducing objects in the distance dotting the city's changing waterfront. For WBFO News, I'm Francesca Bond.